Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started. Hello, happiness hackers, and welcome to episode 29 of the Hacking Happy Podcast. And greetings to anyone who is watching this live on either Facebook or LinkedIn. We try and stream all of our podcasts live a week or so in advance of when we put them out, so you get a bit of a sneak peek into what's coming up. First and foremost, here in Melbourne, let me say welcome to lockdown 4.0. We are now in day 8 of a 7-day lockdown. Go figure. No, actually, we are quite used to here in Melbourne lockdowns being set for a period of time and then having them extended indefinitely. So that's where we're at. And it's got me thinking, this lockdown, given we're at number 4, obviously, whilst we've been here before and we're quite experienced here in Melbourne in the lockdown scenario, I've been thinking a lot, because you'd think it would get easier every time, but it actually gets harder. And I see, especially in the people that I talk to, there's a lot of scarring, mental scarring, unconscious scarring here in Melbourne around lockdowns. And it's got me thinking a lot, because it does create a lot of tension, a lot of angst, and it's had me thinking a lot about this core value that I have, that I've become acutely aware of in the last year, which is the value of inner peace and how important it is to my life. And equally, I think something to peace is something that's important to all of us, because, I mean, what's the point in being here if we can't enjoy it? And so with this value and me constantly trying to find ways and hack my way to cultivating more inner peace in each day, I spend a lot of time listening and observing to both myself and to others to understand what is potentially holding us back from finding inner peace in the present moment. And that's where I want to go this week with the podcast, because at the moment, lockdown conversations seem to be centered a lot around the guilt that is associated with not being able to do all the things we feel that we want to get done in a day, or perhaps feeling like we can't get all the things done that we used to get done in a day. Feelings of not keeping up seem to be quite pervasive at the moment with a lot of people, I think, whether you're in a lockdown or not. And it's these feelings and these constant conversations around the guilt of not getting enough done that has me wondering about what the long-term impacts are of feeling guilty constantly. Guilty of not doing enough, guilty of not being enough. Thinking about this has taken me back to a conversation I had a little while back with a very senior executive at one of the top technology companies globally that I work with. She'd come along to one of my workshops that I was running, which was one of the Busy Equals Bullshit focused programs. And it was during this session that she asked me a very simple and yet profound question. With a stressed look on her face, she said to me, "Penny, how do I keep up?" And it was in that moment that my heart completely sank, as I completely understood where she was at. I felt her, because I used to be her in many ways, especially with that feeling of trying to constantly keep up. I could see just by the look on her face when she asked me how this question within herself was depleting her. So I responded in the only way I knew how. And that was with a question or two. I asked her, "Who are you keeping up with? Why? And to what end?" She looked completely taken aback. And then she said to me, "I don't know. They're all valid questions. But I can tell you, it's exhausting and it's making me feel miserable. And I wonder if you're listening today, if you can relate to the question, to these feelings, this relentless guilt that so many of us carry around not doing enough or not being enough is an act of self-sabotage, as it holds you back from enjoying the moment that you are in right now. So today I want to explore with you how you can use this guilt to be kinder to yourself, and in the process, unlock a little more of that magic that I spoke about at the start, that is this centering feeling of inner peace, which I think is what most of us are just seeking in each day. The reality is that through consistent practice, you can actually unshackle yourself from guilt, and in doing so, enable yourself to feel better, a little bit more content, a little happier in each day. So let's start this journey in one of my favorite places. Anyone who knows me knows that I am a massive fan of definitions, because I think too often we use words and we do not consider the meaning that we attach to them, the meaning that others attach to them, and the difference between the two, and equally how that meaning drives our behavior. So let's ground ourselves in a definition to start us off, given we're talking about guilt. That is what guilt means. So ask yourself, what does the word guilt mean to you? You might want to hit pause, close down your eyes, and just think about it for a moment. What does the word guilt mean to you? According to the dictionary, one of the standard ones, of which there are many on Google, guilt is a feeling of worry or unhappiness that you have because you've done something wrong. Love the word wrong. Done something wrong. Now, I thought that was an interesting definition. I actually found the Urban Dictionary, which I often refer to out of curiosity, fit a lot better with how I would define my guilt, or how I would define guilt in the context of the way I apply it to my life. The Urban Dictionary says, or the most popular definition on the Urban Dictionary says, that guilt is one of the worst feelings in the world. It could eat you alive. It could destroy you. Sometimes the only way to get over it is by forgetting it. The reality is, however you define guilt, I think it's fair to say that for most of us, when we experience it, it feels like shit. It's hard to let go of. And to my earlier point, when it is persistent, it stops us from enjoying the moment that we are in right now, which in reality is all we have. It is all we have control over, even in a lockdown situation. The past cannot be changed because it's done. And the future, well, that's not here yet. So the opportunity you have to find this inner peace, to ground yourself and to relinquish this guilt, is right now in this present moment. Hey, I thought I might just press pause briefly and ask you a question. Are you a leader with a deep-seated passion for developing adaptable people who thrive both in and out of work? But do you have a team that is busy, burnt out, and overwhelmed by uncertainty? If the answer is a massive hell to the yes, why not bring a little hacking happy into your workplace? Check out my new range of keynotes and programs that can help you amplify the potential and, most importantly, the happiness of your people. Go to hackinghappy.co to find out more. And now, back to the podcast. So, a little while back, I started playing with my feelings of guilt. It started pretty much in the first lockdown here in Melbourne, which was just over a year ago now. I found myself in that first lockdown every day setting unrealistic expectations of what would be achievable, not taking into account that my conditions and my environment had changed significantly. I was taking a full plate of running my own business, being a single mum, and throwing on top of it a new job, homeschooling, becoming a school teacher like so many of us. Overlay the fact that my freedom had also been taken away for the first time in 44 years of life, which was a bit of a shock, I think, and still is to many of us, these lockdowns. No surprises, I'd get to the end of the day and feel guilty about all the things I had not done. I wonder if you can connect, or I wonder if this sounds familiar for you. I decided that this self-torture, when it was happening consistently, was not helping me get through a difficult time. If anything, this guilt just demotivated me more, amplified my negative self-talk, manifested into behaviour that did not reflect the person I wanted to be. I think when we feel guilty and we feel bad about ourselves, often we are more triggered by little things in our home environment and by the people that we love most, and we respond in a way that doesn't make us feel good. And I was seeing a lot of that. So I created a couple of little hacks to help me deal with the guilt of not doing enough, of not being enough when it presented, because I was sick of it. And like I said, it's pervasive. I see it in all of my friends. You know, I just see so many people struggling, especially the mothers out there that are trying to be all things to all people. You know, guilty of not being a good enough parent, guilty of not doing enough work, guilty of not keeping the house tidy enough, all of those things. So today I thought I would share with you some of these little hacks that have really helped me let go of guilt. It's not that I don't experience it anymore, but when it does present, I find myself able to process it much quicker and change the narrative in a way that's constructive rather than destructive. So let me share these little hacks with you in the hope that they might be helpful. So the first little hack, I always talk about the fact that awareness is the first step to making any change. And what we're trying to do here is change our relationship with guilt. So remind yourself, when you feel guilt, that feelings are not facts. Just because you feel guilty, it doesn't mean you should. It doesn't mean you've done the wrong thing. It's just the story you are telling yourself. And you can choose to reframe that story. It's completely within your control. So that's number one, awareness. Be aware of the fact that just because you feel guilty, it doesn't mean you should feel guilty. The second hack is reframe your day. Rather than get to the end of the day and look at all the things you haven't done, why not instead celebrate the things you have done? Like, for those of you in lockdown at the moment, homeschooling for the fourth time, like celebrating the fact that you've spent a day supporting your children in learning. I mean, that is huge. So reframe your day and celebrate the wins rather than focus on the things that you haven't gotten done. Number three, make a mantra and make it a ritual. One of the greatest hacks that I created in relinquishing my guilt of not getting enough done in the day was creating a little mantra that I could say aloud to myself just before dinner time each day. And it goes a little something like this. That was enough. It is enough. I am enough. These three short statements enabled me to close out my day on a high and activated my subconscious into wind down mode so that I could actually enjoy my evening and relax rather than hang on to all the stuff that I hadn't done. Number four, embrace imperfection. One of my proudest roles in life, and it's taken me a long time to get here, is the role of allowing myself to be an imperfect experimenter, because it means I'm constantly trying. I'm constantly exploring. I'm willing to do things that I haven't done before, even if they don't play out perfectly. So this concept of embracing imperfection is really around the fact that the reality is your days, no matter how much you plan them, are likely to go pear-shaped on occasion. And at the moment, it's likely that will happen more often than not. There's too many things outside of your control. So in order to adapt to these situations with intention, we need to try new things and surrender to the fact that imperfect progress is way better than no progress at all. It's in the imperfection that we grow and discover possibility that perhaps we hadn't considered before. And my fifth and final hack is perhaps my favorite, let go. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? Let go. But how the hell do you do that when it comes to guilt? Well, one of the quirky ways, and like I said, I'm all up for trying new things because it's where the magic happens. One of the quirky ways I've enabled myself to do this is by having a conversation with fear. Now, you can either journal this out or you can actually just sit on your bed and have a conversation in your head. And the conversation I have had with guilt goes something like this. Hey, guilt. Thanks for stopping by. I wanted to let you know I value my inner peace and my happiness. And you, my friend, are holding me back. I'm human, and that means embracing being beautifully flawed. So I'm okay with where I'm at, and it's time for you to go. That is basically my little conversation with guilt that enables me to let it go and move on. So if you haven't realized it already, I'm all about change in bite-sized pieces, because when we make small changes, it enables us to reduce the overwhelm that so many of us feel and allows us to actually feel like we're making sustainable progress in a direction that feels right for us. And the more that we make this progress, I suppose in embracing change in bite-sized pieces, the more courage and confidence we build to take on bigger change over time. So try out one or two of these simple hacks to enable you to let go of this guilt that is not helping you. And as always, shoot me an email, hello@hackinghappy.co, and share with me how you went. I would absolutely love to hear. Lastly, if you are looking to inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, why not grab a copy of my latest book, Hacking Happiness? I'll pop the link in the show notes. And until next week, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co. or Penny Licazzo. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.